Hello, and welcome to this episode of Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and joining me in the studio today is Dr. Gurka, a music professor here at Southeast Missouri State University, who focuses mostly in voice and opera. Welcome in, and you're in our studios here today because...
I have a recital coming up, and it's called I Get By With a Little Help from My Friends, and I'm really excited about doing it.
Yes, I'm so excited for that. That will also feature, I think, another professor here at the university,
yes.
Dr. Lamont.
Dr. Barbara Lamont is playing for most of the musical selections we're going to have. There are many other players, though, instrumentalists of various kinds, violin, cello, bass, guitar, saxophone, percussion, another piano player, wonderful piano player, Josh Harvey will be playing. I think that might cover everybody. And then other singers as well.
Of course.
Nigel Bird from the Conservatory Theater and Dance. Mm-hmm. He'll be singing on some numbers. Tim Schmidt, Leslie Jones, Mary Mims, your very own Mary Mims is going to sing
lovely.
On a couple songs with us. So it's a big collaboration and a lot of different kinds of music from classical, Bach, Schubert, mm-hmm. kind of the stuff that I love doing in terms of classical literature. But there's actually a fair amount of music theater. Mm-hmm. And then we've got a mystery set, you might say. I've got my last set on the program. I'm not putting the titles in the program.
Okay.
Because I kind of want to surprise the audience with it. And I think it will be a surprise. There's a couple of rock songs from the 80s.
Oh, boy.
That have been arranged by Zach Stern to be acoustic covers. Okay. So we're not doing anything electric. It won't be that loud. But I'm really excited about doing those. Really eclectic programs, definitely something for everybody. And there'll be some surprises for sure.
Wonderful. That was going to be my next question is what kinds of things?
Because
All the promos say eclectic and everything from Bach to the Beatles.
Yep. Can, you know, reveal that we're going to open the program with that song, mm-hmm. I Get By With a Little Help from My Friends.
Huh.
There's an a cappella arrangement that I found for six voices.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's going to be a lot of fun and kick off the program in a light and approachable way. And then
right.
from there, we go into other kinds of music. And it kind of alternates between doing a classical song and then something that's lighter or more contemporary, mm-hmm. then back and forth throughout the program. It's really going to be a lot of fun.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. What was kind of the inspiration behind putting this recital together?
That's a good question. Honestly, I've been thinking about this idea for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
I love collaborating with other
right.
musicians, which I've done in various ways, you know, with the university, directing operas or the big band jukebox, but also in recital. Actually, as a vocalist, everything is a collaboration because
mm-hmm.
we don't perform without a piano player.
Right.
So you always have to at least have a piano player. And it's a collaboration. It's not just one person saying, hey, I want it this way, but it's a conversation and it's live. And so that conversation can change in the moment, which is actually very exciting. So I love collaborations and I was kind of hooked in by the title, I Get By With a Little Help from My Friends.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, oh, I could do that number and then have a lot of different things with my friends. So, like I said, started a couple years ago. Then we got really serious about planning it last spring about this time.
Right.
We generally plan a year in advance for the programs down at the River Campus, at least a year in advance. And so I was, you know, reaching out, making contacts, and wasn't sure how I was going to cover some of the music. And then got to talking with Zach Stern, and he said, well, I do arrangements. I said, I didn't know you did arrangements. And so that just happened spontaneously, and so he loved the idea of the project, and so he's been doing those two covers for me. Everything else was pretty much available commercially, you know,
right.
but those two numbers we had to arrange. We're going to do a number by a St. Louis group called the 442s.
Okay.
It's a fantastic, I call them a fusion group because they're classical jazz folk kind of thing.
Right, I love that.
And they do a number called Caves in the Cold.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about running away to the caves in the cold, which is a very attractive idea for me to, you know, get away to the wild, get into nature, get away from technology.
Big disconnect.
Yeah, absolutely. Unplugged. So I reached out to the composer of the group. And he wrote me back and said, absolutely, here's the parts. And so he gave me the parts and gave me permission to do it. And so I'm excited about that piece as well.
Well, he's certainly a friend for this concert
then.
Yeah,
absolutely, yeah. And matter of fact, I first heard the song in Chuck Recital Hall.
Mm-hmm.
They came down 12, 15 years ago. It was a long time ago. And their first visit here, they've been here a couple of times. And I heard that song. And my wife and I both fell in love with the group. We're kind of groupies. We've been to St. Louis
right.
several times to hear them. And anyway, it's a real treat to be able to do one of their songs on my program.
Wonderful. Yeah. That's wonderful to hear. You do know the program. You've been here a couple times.
Yes.
I don't have any more questions. So is there anything else you'd like to note?
Well, this will be my last program at SEMO. I'm not using the R word. I'm saying that I'm graduating. I'm graduating from SEMO after 34 years in May and looking forward to what life brings next. But I'm also really looking forward to doing this program in Shuck. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a send-off, I guess you might say, for me, celebrating all the things I love. You know, I love so many different kinds of music, from classical to contemporary. And it's a treat to be able to present songs that I love with people that I love, for the people I love.
Right.
So,
it feels like a very good magnum opus kind of.
Yeah. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And yeah, I think there'll be something for everybody.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for spending so much time with me in the studios. You've been such a delight.
Absolutely. Thanks for the invitation.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Exposition, the Arts and Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Ella Tinsley, and as always, I will see you next time.